In the first century BC, humanity emerged from the Bronze Age to develop iron culture. On the Korean Peninsula, countries began forming in the confederacies of Mahan, Jinhan, and Pyeonhan. This period is referred to as the Samhan period or the Three Han period in English. In the Goryeong region during the Samhan period, there was a small country called Panlo in the confederacy of Pyeonhan. Situated in the area of present-day Panunli, in Gaejinmyeon, Panlo was a country consisting of several large villages. It used iron farming equipment to grow crops and iron weaponry to expand its rule. The earthenware on display below was excavated from a wooden coffin tomb. The people of Panlo used great earthenware made from malleable materials used to make today's roof tiles. Long neck and short neck jars with oxhorn-shaped handles and pedestals, including the brazier-shaped earthenware on display behind you, are typical examples. In the years that followed 300 AC, Samhan became Kaya and Panlo developed into a country called Kara. Production of ironware picked up even more in the Kara period. Graves increased in size, and wooden chamber tombs were superseded by stone chamber tombs. To the far right of the exhibit, please find the earthenware shaped like a wide basin on a pedestal with triangular holes. That is a stand used to hold a round jar. Advancements in earthenware production in the Kara period saw the creation of earthenware that was stronger and more aesthetically pleasing. The defining characteristics of Taegaya earthenware, including mounted plates, long neck jars, and jar stands, began to appear around that time.